more people. Okay, Sawyer?
Here.
Paul? I see her there, she's on the phone. Parker?
Here.
Gobo?
Here.
Oteo?
Here.
Jacoby?
Here.
Colette, he's just coming
on. And Paul, Paul is here.
Okay, everybody is here.
Okay, we'll get started and I'll turn the meeting over to Spencer.
Tonight we've got several things that we want to do during the work session. The first is a discussion on the hospital emergency water supply with the health district. We are allowing about 20 minutes for that. The second item is a review of the ARPA funding and 20 minutes for that. The third will be an executive session and that'll take us up to the urban renewal meeting, which is scheduled to start at 5 o'clock. And so those are the things that we're going to cover. The first thing that we want to talk about is the discussion and update of the hospital emergency water supply with the health district. On Thursday, engineering held a meeting with property owners on the Hill. And Chris, do you want to give a kind of a brief rundown of kind of how that meeting went? And also, I think you're going to show the were you going to show the PowerPoint as well?
Yes, if I could. If I could do like a screen share, if I could have the.
Yeah, Peggy says you should have screen sharing.
Okay, give me a quick second to get it going here.
Are you doing, Cindy? You back home?
I am. For a little bit.
Well, Chris is digging that up. We're trying to get that going. Oh, he's got it going now, so.
All right, so just a little background. The meeting went pretty well. We put out mailers to residents within a about a 3-block radius of the project site. We also put out a press release and social media notifications to people with the Zoom link. We had 5 of the neighbors in attendance. Overall, pretty positive response to the project, and a couple questions on specifics on the project. I'll run you through a little bit of what we covered in the project, why it was important, and a lot of this stuff I'm just going to go over pretty quickly because you have already been introduced to the project. And the reasons we're doing it for securing the hospital for water. We went over a few of the other opportunities for providing resilient water to the hospital. And after going through multiple iterations of designs, we found a fall and 10th Street water tank to be the best option for the area. It's kind of a little depiction of how the water for the hospital works hydraulically for a Fall Street reservoir. This image shows a little bit of the work that would be required, a basic schematic design of the piping. It would be connected on Fall Street close to the Newport Chamber of Commerce buildings, where our 12-inch water line currently exists, which is attached to the main zone. From there, it would be piped to the tank. It would fill the tank through a reduced pressure valve, which is kind of an altitude valve which regulates the height of water in the tank. And then it would go from that tank down to the hospital and feed two separate services. Both services feed the hospital from two separate locations. And then the a new line would go down Fall Street towards the bayfront, and we would create a separate pressure zone from the bayfront. Currently, the bayfront is in one pressure zone for the entire bayfront. We would separate into two pressure zones in order to get turnover in the tank, which is keeps the water clean in the tank and age of the water in the tank from getting old. And feel free to interrupt me anytime during this presentation if you have any questions about the project. So we got a couple more information on how it's going to be constructed. The hospital is proceeding with a FEMA grant to get this work done. It's the same grant the city is pursuing for the Under Bay Crossing design and the main tank replacement design, so that we can have seismically stable main tanks and that we can provide South Beach with water. So we're all kind of going after the same FEMA grant. If the hospital doesn't get the grant, it looks like they are still charging ahead with financing this project. They will also be with improving the site for the tank. They'll also be required to improve the storm drainage from the tank going down 10th Street to Abbey, install a new water line, storm drainage system, and also it's a gravel street now, so they'll be paving 10th Street as well. So this kind of timeline of what they're looking at, we'll be presenting with the hospital district and IGA for the city and the hospital at a later work session soon to come. The tank is going to be a glass lined steel tank, which we have one. It's one of our clear wells at the water treatment plant is the same model tank. This tank will be a little bit smaller than the one that we have at our water treatment plant, but pretty much the same construction. Here's a little diagram of what it would look like. There's a couple of changes to the schematic. The fence wouldn't actually go exactly there. It'd probably be pushed a little bit closer to the tank so that we can provide an emergency turnaround for public use and for fire department off of 10th Street, because 10th Street currently now is narrow and does not have an emergency turnaround at the end. So that'll be a little bit of a change. We'll provide about a 10-foot buffer around the tank for maintenance access, and then an additional 5-foot buffer, 5 to 10-foot buffer in between the property lines and the fence. So here's a little rendering of where the tank would go and the anticipated height for the tank to meet minimum pressure for the third story of the hospital, kind of what's driving the height. And here is what it would look like from the hospital view, looking kind of north. So that's a little bit of an update from our community meeting. The neighbors around 10th Street, they're positive. They encouraged the project. We had 4 out of 5 of the residents supported the project on 10th Street. They liked the idea of improving infrastructure on 10th Street. And but there was one resident that I was supportive of the project, but also just didn't want it to be on 10th Street. But overall, it went very well.
Yeah, Chris, why don't you cover the next steps that the council will be involved with this project?
Yeah, so the next step will be processing an IGA with the hospital district. We'll be working with their engineers and Samaritan Health Services as well on that. Hopefully in the next couple of weeks we'll have something prepared. And the idea is for their FEMA grant application, if they can show a draft of that IGA in their application, which is due in mid-November, that'll give the hospital more opportunity that they have regional support for the project. There will also be some land use planning committee, I believe, will be involved in this as well, due to the fact that it is a large structure on top of a hill. So there'll be it'll be very visible aspect of our town.
So David Dalton is on the phone and or on the Zoom, and I'm not sure whether this was what he wished to comment on, but I wanted to make sure if it was, he had that opportunity.
Hi there, thank you. Just to confirm, is this related to the cluster mailbox units?
This is not.
Oh. Okay, yeah, no, that's what I was hoping to comment on.
Well, you
I'm
have
not
a
sure
couple,
if that was gonna be.
You have a couple hour wait for that, because that is under public comment during the regular meeting, which begins at 6:00, but you're welcome to stay.
Okay, can I rejoin this Zoom link?
Yes, absolutely.
Later?
I'll let you in later.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Okay, does anyone have a question for Chris? Dietmar.
So I have a comment, just a note to keep in the back of our heads is that this is a prime example of why we never wanted to vacate streets or parcels that we have. If we had vacated this, then we couldn't do that. So just keep that in mind in the future. Only comment.
Wouldn't we just have to pay an easement?
Go ahead. Who was first?
You were, sorry.
Oh, okay. That's all right. I had a question about the color and presentation. It's going to be black and look like solid black, and it'll be visible from the highway and other spots.
Yes, it will be visible from the highway, but a color has not been chosen.
I was wondering if we might want to consider putting something on it. I'm not sure what, like Newport or something. I don't know, just a thought. That's all.
Yeah, I was thinking maybe we could paint trees on it or something, but I think that's kind of obvious. But I think like a light blue might be nice, because then it might filter out with the sky. The other thing is, I think that Judy from the chamber would want to put an observation tower on top for the tourists.
One thing is, we'd have to look into possibilities with the glass lined tanks. What they're specifying is their manufactured coatings for warranties. So I'd have to look into that a little bit deeper on if we can paint it. I think we can choose a color for the tank. But for those glass-lined steel tanks, yeah.
Okay, any other questions for Chris? Aaron?
Yeah, so the only routing for the pipe is basically in a brand-new road, right? There's not an old one that we could possibly use?
So Falls, so Southwest 10th Street is currently a gravel road. It's about only about 12 to 15 feet wide. It's pretty narrow. That's where the majority of piping would go. We also need to connect to the bayfront, which requires us pulling a pipe down Falls Street, which is a completely undeveloped right of way. Besides, I think power lines go through there.
Okay.
And on both sides of 10th Street, one resident has landscaped on the west side of 10th, and then it's completely undeveloped on the sort of east side, the bay side. But yeah, three legs of will need to be disturbed, and two will be restored to ideally to back to native undeveloped right away, and then one will be a developed street.
Okay. Thanks. Yeah, I think I was looking at the map flipped over there.
This is Yep. I just have a random question. Was Dean serious or kidding about the chamber wanting an observation deck?
I believe that was an attempt at humor.
Thank you.
It's not in the budget for the project. I do know that. So,
any further questions, comments? All right. Thank you, Chris, for all your hard work. I think that this is going to be a great project for the hospital and the city, and we appreciate everything you've done on this so far.
Thank you.
Hey, Spencer.
The next item is a discussion of ARPA funding, and we had a previous discussion on it that got abbreviated due to the other items on the agenda. But just a quick review, the ARPA funds are federal funds that will be provided to state and local governments to help offset expenses relating to COVID and to deal with various types of infrastructure issues going forward as well. The city is going to receive $2.4 million. We've received half of that money already. We'll receive the other half next year. And the guidelines for the project are the projects must be achievable within the deadline of December 31st, 2024. The expenditures must clearly meet the guidelines outlined in the for these funds. The funds should be used for projects that otherwise may be difficult to identify other sources of funding, non-city funds for, and the funds may be used for capital outlay, not operational issues, since these funds will be available for a limited duration. So those have been kind of our internal guidelines for how we deal with the funds. From a ARPA program standpoint, the funding is specifically for responding to public health emergencies or their negative economic impacts, including assistance to households, small businesses, nonprofits, and aid to impacted industries, tourism, travel. So that would be similar to the business grants that we did earlier this year, utilizing the interest earnings from urban renewal. The second is to respond to workers performing essential work during COVID-19 public health emergency by providing premium pay for eligible workers. The third is the provision of government services to the extent of the reduction of revenues due to the COVID-19 public health emergency relative to the revenues collected in the most recent full fiscal year. So that's where we've lost revenues. We can recoup the COVID revenues to backfill governmental operations, and we'll get back to that in a little bit. And then the final area is to make necessary investments in water, sewer, or broadband infrastructure. So those are the categories of funds that are available for utilizing the ARPA funds by the City of Newport. If you look at the attachments that are listed under this item in your agenda packet, one second here. So there's a number of attachments that are under 2C ARPA funding. The first one if you look at that, that's the calculation of what the city lost in revenue from the full fiscal year prior to COVID, and with the first year that we have for COVID going forward. And it's pretty significant. The loss of revenues during that time were in excess of $3 million that the city lost from the last fiscal year prior to COVID to the first calendar year that COVID impacted us, which was 2020. Now, from a use of ARPA funds, that's probably good news because we're less restricted in utilizing things for government services, so we have more capability of using these funds for things that aren't necessarily strictly water and sewer infrastructure, as an example, or reimbursement of COVID expenses. And so again, that opens up some latitude here as well. There's also funding that can be used to deal with disadvantaged populations in the community as well, and we'll talk about that a little bit later. But so from just in the first year of this calculation, based on the calculation, the city lost about $3 million in revenue. Fortunately, we did, we made some various serious financial cuts, so we were able to really absorb those cuts relatively well. Those funds are going to be available, well, up to $2.4 million is what the ARPA funds are, for funding various governmental things that we would fund as a governmental entity. And so that's just kind of a general category. If you go to the next attachment, which is called staff report, this is information that was put together by Chris Janigo, identifying various infrastructure projects, and as any good city engineer will do, he found a use for all $2.4 million. So you know, there's again a list of potential projects that could be utilized for infrastructure, which again is one of the primary purposes of the ARPA funds. If you look at the next attachment, there's a note from Derek outlining two things. One of the areas that we can use funding for, and certainly we can use the what I'm calling recycled funding that we're using to backfill revenues that were lost by the city during the pandemic. A couple projects that have been identified for potential consideration would be moving forward with the Agate Beach Wayside Multipurpose Field. Again, if you remember, one of the key goals that we've had is providing more outdoor recreation space and specifically potential soccer space. The State Parks Master Plan also identifies reducing the parking area at Agate Beach Wayside from what it is now, and so this is consistent with the State Parks Plan. This may be something that the council wants to potentially use some of these ARPA funds for, that's shovel ready, that could get done before the 2024 deadline. And again, I think it's a project that we've clearly identified as a high priority in the Parks Master Plan, and the council has had that in the council goals for the last couple of years as well. The other concept is the potential of accelerating construction for the McLean Point pump station and force main improvements. Again, this is something that we could use funding from ARPA for. This would be potentially reimbursed by the Urban Renewal District over time that's been established for McLean Point. So again, that's another potential project as well. If you look at the then we had the attachments showing what the project would look like at Agate Beach Wayside as far as the conversion of a portion of that parking lot area into fields and reducing the size of the parking lot at that location. The other item that we've had discussions about use of ARPA funds is participating in some sort of process or project that would help address our homeless population in the community as well. That's another potential project that could be funded. Again, this is kind of an introduction to this ARPA funding to have the council start thinking about projects And you can let us know if you think some of these projects are good to potentially pursue or not. I think from a city standpoint, we would like to have a plan in place before the end of the fiscal year, or before the end of the calendar year. So that would be, targeting our December meeting to have a plan about how we're going to use the ARPA funds going forward. One final thing is throughout the pandemic and with some of the issues that we've had with two major utility billing corrections, our wastewater fund is particularly been hard hit with both loss of revenues from the pandemic as well as the adjustments related to a correction of a large meter reading error. And we've got a significant level of needs at the wastewater plant going forward. That's an area that I want to look at real closely too, with the use of a portion of these funds as well. But that's kind of a quick overview of the ARPA funding, and I'd certainly like to hear from the council as far as your thoughts on any of these projects or any other potential projects you'd like to potentially consider going forward with these funds.
I know that a lot of these projects are boring. All projects that we... I know that a lot of these projects are boring, but I realize that these are projects that we need to get doing, and to find funding for them down the road is probably going to be very difficult. I really like the Aga Beach aspect with the state parks. With that, I'll turn it over to Ryan.
That's a coincidental segue. So Spencer, in the earlier part of your spiel, you mentioned something about premium pay reimbursements. Can you clarify what that is? And my opinion would be if those were promised, those should be delivered. Otherwise, not so much. But can you elaborate on that, please?
Yeah, I don't think that's going to come into play for us. That's something that was eligible under the program. We do not have any commitments to do that. And quite frankly, most of our out-of-pocket costs relating to the pandemic came from I'm trying to remember the earlier source of funds that was available from the federal government through the state to cover our immediate out-of-pocket costs. So I don't think that's an area that we really need to focus on going forward.
Okay, Dimar.
So this matrix that you presented, Spencer, on the September 7, 2021 meeting date, those are all the projects identified by Chris Janico. Do you want us to rank those? What are you asking us to do as a council?
Yeah, at this point, just general comments on them, and we'll be bringing this back in a more refined way coming forward. But it's going to kind of depend on how we want to utilize these funds. Chris has clearly identified public works projects that would utilize all the funding. We want to, I think, balance that out a bit between some of the other projects that we've talked about as well. And I think what we'll do is we'll put a list together. So at this point, I would say if there's a eligible project that we haven't talked about that you want us to consider, would be good to add that to the list. And then I think we'll compile that all in a way that we can then prioritize the projects going forward.
Cynthia?
I know that the Agate Beach Recreation Site would help the underserved north side of town, and I believe that area could be used for a soccer field. Is that correct?
Correct. And that's what the intent would be. Would be open field area that would be used as a soccer field and other similar open area purposes. And the nice thing about that is that's a project that is both in the state's parks plan and our plan, so it's something that would certainly be achievable by the 2024 date that we'd have to achieve it by.
Okay. You know, I think I would need a little more guidance in figuring out just what we could prioritize as far as the public works projects before we would decide that. So I would need a little more information on those other projects.
Yep, no, and that's certainly fair enough. And again, this is really the beginning of the discussion. We'll have some work to do before we get to the decision-making processes.
Golf Course Drive. I said it first.
Yeah, Golf Course Drive. So I had a question, Dean.
D-Mark?
Yeah, Golf Course Drive comes to the top of my mind. Thanks, Ryan. We talked about a park up at the north end by the new apartment. Can this money be used for that purpose at all, purchase a property or building a park or something, playground area or something?
Yeah, it potentially could be. And now those projects are also eligible for urban renewal dollars. I think funding that, I think securing the site and securing the plan is going to be the work there. Probably the funding, because it's in the urban renewal district, is potentially there through that district. But you could potentially include this in here. The problem with that project is we don't have a specific plan or a specific location at this point. We probably could have it by 2024. We can add that to the list of potential projects just for our shopping list and for prioritization.
I think that'd be a great idea, especially if Urban Renewal could reimburse it. You know?
Yeah, I think that would certainly be an eligible project for Urban Renewal, and we've initiated some discussions with the property owner that we would have to acquire property from. We'll be giving an update to the council on that. I think it's on the second meeting in October at the work session.
So you're not asking us for anything right now other than just a general overview of how we feel about these projects?
Yep, or any projects that you'd like to potentially add to the list for consideration.
Okay, thank you.
Cynthia?
Who is going to pay for the crosswalk across 101 by the new apartments? Is that going to be URA and ODOT money?
Well, it's URA eligible, and typically the crosswalks are unless there's a federal program that ODOT would have, that would be in the mix. But we can certainly, just as a general idea, if we can add it to this list. And I think what we want to do is, as we evaluate these projects, the other thing that we'll evaluate is there another way we can fund it with other funds versus these funds? And so it wouldn't hurt to add that to the list for consideration.
Okay.
Okay, any further questions or comments? Okay, the next item
is an executive session.
Executive session.
Yep, so we need a motion to go into executive session, and there's one in my executive report there if someone wants to.
Does anyone want to make that motion?
Where is it? Hang on, let me see what it is.
I'm looking for it.
I got it right here. I move to hold an executive session pursuant to Oregon Revised Statute 192.660 sub 2 sub E to discuss real property transactions.
Okay. Second.
Motion made by Councillor Parker, seconded by Councillor Goble. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none. We will adjourn the work session and.
Yeah, we need.